the converse part, the issue of toxicity, I thought was also reassuring. There were no new unexpected toxicities with long-term follow-up, and especially the bony events, the fracture rates with the aromatase inhibitor versus tamoxifen, the 5 years after. So the patients were given their initial 5 years of anastrozole or tamoxifen, and then in the subsequent 5 years, the fracture rates came back to be superimposable between the tamoxifen-treated and the anastrozole-treated women.
You know, it's amazing when you think about it. I mean, this is only 7 years ago, I guess, that they presented it for the first time. But, you know, we forget the fact that these patients in the ATTACK trial didn't have their bone monitored. They weren't getting bisphosphate. Nowadays, it's like a whole part of clinical practice. And so this was sort of untouched in terms of bone, these people. And yet, as you say, it seemed to end after 5 years.
Well, you know, one of the possible explanations, I haven't seen the data, but one of the possible explanations for the fracture curves coming together with the extended follow-up in the ATTACK trial is that we've learned that you need to look at bones.
Yeah.
And that it may be that the women on the aromatase inhibitor arm of that study had their bones assessed and were actually had an intervention off of protocol.
Hmm. That's interesting. As people got more sensitive to it with time going on, interesting thought. Another thing that was really interesting about those data was the endometrial cancer in the second 5 years, or 5 through 9, was like 1 versus 12. And they even brought up the question of, is this just the absence of tamoxifen's, you know, negative effect or increasing the risk, or could this actually have some kind of a preventive effect in terms of endometrial cancer, which doesn't seem that far-fetched.
Yeah, it's hard to sort out from the data that we have, but one would think from those numbers that it's probably a little bit of both.
I guess the practical thing that's come out since all these data came out is maybe a lot more confidence about dealing with serious problems like bone. But now I think a lot more sensitivity to the issue of aches and pains with AIs. What's your take on where we are with that right now?
I continue to think that the arthralgia syndrome that's associated with the aromatase inhibitors is the most difficult toxicity of all with the aromatase inhibitors. It's common, and I think it's more common than the trials would suggest. It can be quite disabling. It's the most common reason for me to take someone off of an aromatase inhibitor and switch to a different type of endocrine therapy. And it's very, very frustrating to treat. The usual things like the nonsteroidals, Tylenol, exercise, glucosamine, chondroitin, those sorts of therapies just don't seem to impact the arthralgia syndrome very much.